Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. It's week 24, the week before, I guess, yeah, the week before E3. Or maybe the... Wheat, how are you doing? Let's check in with Wheat.
Do you want the, like, honest answer, or do you
No, the super conversational one. Like, everything's fine.
Hey, guys, fuck! What? hey, what's happening? Everything's awesome.
Yeah.
Totally.
That sounds
rad.
Really convincing.
Now give the real answer.
Oh, man, the real answer is that, as I was telling my friends here before the show began, is that I'll tell you what, I'm actually stretched at my mental capacity. Like it is, I'm gone way beyond it. I'm grabbing from reserves that I didn't know I had, and as I said to Adam, I'm pretty sure that I'm just like a few emails or situations away from just seeing shit, just nice. Straight up, like, yeah, hallucinating off. Anyway, let's talk about cool shit.
Yeah.
E3's coming up. I'm like excited, but I'm excited because once E3 starts, that means it's going to end.
True.
And then I will actually not have to think about it for another year.
That way about life in general,
right?
Yeah, then we do it all over again in a year.
In a year, though, I could take a breather for a year. It's going to be totally crazy. It got announced that I will be commentating for the Nintendo World Championships, which I'm like so excited to be a part of something.
I heard Minnie's involved in that.
There is some truth to that. That Minnie Wheat will be involved in that. So I think I'm like really stoked to do that because obviously like working with my kid is always the best. And then I get to cast with Justin Flynn, so that's cool too.
Nice.
But the other thing too is after E3, so it's summer vacation. You know, Minnie Wheat is you know doing whatever, mm-hmm. And he is like, yo. Are you ready for this? I'm bored.
Minnie said that?
Like, hold on a second.
Summer school!
Like, right? Like, and so, of course, Jen's oh, no, you didn't. Like, you, and then she's like, you know, I worked at my parents owned a restaurant, and my summer vacations were like in the
corner of
the
booth. Is that the first time Minnie's ever said that?
I mean, not really, but usually.
I feel like that I've never seen or heard about Minnie being bored before.
I know, right? But I think it's just more because summer vacation just started. Right when like the official like his first days, like they did a bunch of shit. Like it was like, yeah, it's summer vacation. Like let's do all this shit. And then it's like, okay, you know, now we've got things got to take care of. You got to chill out a little bit, etc. You know, so like that's to be expected, right? But so I'm like, Jen told me about this while I was at work, and I came home. I'm like, look, Minnie Wheat. It's like, you know what one of the best things to do during the summer? It's like what? I'm like, you should stream for 2 hours every single day. And, you know, he's like, yeah. And I'm like, listen, I will set it up so you can stream on my rig and just come in and hit it and go to your channel. And he's like, all right. Okay, so post E3, we're going to do that. But today, he's like, yo, I want to go through your Steam library so I can figure out what I'm going to stream. Nice. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is the day that I found out that my son is truly my son.
Well, that's a good thing to have.
It is a good thing.
I'm glad
thing,
we figured
Jeff,
that out.
Because you know what? My kid, you know, Minecraft, right? Like Roblox, right? These are games that like, hey, those are cool. They're like good kids games, good to learn. But like, you know, I played Quake. I played, you know, all of these FPS games.
Yeah.
And here's the list that he has written down for me right here.
You played football and your son was like into music or something.
Right.
He was just in taking drama classes.
It's like, yo, when is it going to happen?
That sounded personal.
He's like,
hey, Dad.
do an impression of your dad.
Your father wanted you to play hockey and you just wanted to make video games.
Yeah.
Here's the list. Any Borderlands game. I'm like, oh, this is off to a good start already. All right.
As long as you don't play the prequel.
This is my favorite.
Ban the prequel.
Half-Life 1 and 2.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Three. Haven't played 3.
Yeah, eventually. Twitch has 3 already.
Stanley Parable. Dead Island 1 and 2. And last on his list, good job, Bethesda. You're doing your fucking job because Fallout 3 is the last one on his list. Yes.
Take that, ESRB.
So, yeah, totally take that ESRB. But, like, those are all FPSs, so good on him, man. I can't wait till that shit starts.
Nice.
Very nice.
Because we don't have 8-bits anymore, let's have 30 seconds. What's the one thing you're hyped for the most at E3?
Beyond Good and Evil 2.
The one thing that'll be announced at E3 that you'll actually see that's a real thing.
That's a good answer, but it's the wrong answer.
Yeah. JP, I don't know if you remember last year.
I remember it.
Well, no. This is something else. Last year. I was in that weird situation where, like, there was a few things that I found out about that I couldn't talk about that I was actually ended up being really excited about.
Yeah.
And there's some similar stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
That are, like, actually not games but announcements, but also games. I think probably I'm probably most interested in Uncharted 4, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Before I move on, did you see that theguardian.com?
Yeah, I did. Right.
That's it.
Fame newspaper and actually has a reputation and so. I said that, the Last Guardian is going to be at E3.
And of course, like, I'm excited for that. But look, man, I've been, my heart's been crushed so many times, JP. Like, Beyond Good and Evil 2, like, that's already, I had people tweeting at me like, hey, can we get a disappointment cam during the Ubisoft conference when, you know, that shit isn't up there again? Yeah. And it's like, that shit stings, man.
Wait, here's a free one for the Twitch development team, because I don't know how to make it. And the Giant Bomb guys have already made it, but you guys can make it better. Implement a hype meter in the chat that as people press it, it reacts in real time, just like what Giant Bomb has.
Like, it decays over time, but then when people, like, spam exclamation point hype or something, it just
Giant Bomb actually has a little thing that you click, and the hype meter raises and lowers as people are clicking it.
That's pretty awesome.
They're going to have that during their E3 conferences, and Twitch should steal it so that so I don't have to make it for my channel.
I hope there's more for Fallout 4 at E3.
Like, they're going to have gameplay for it, yeah.
Oh, they're absolutely, yeah. Because
it has to be why they announced it beforehand.
Did you hear the rumor about that, Jeff?
What?
People are, I think 3 or 4 people have rumored that it's going to be out in October.
Yeah.
Whoa. And that's awesome.
That's the big announcement.
See, that's the one, like, going in E3, I actually have, like, a mental blockade on all the hype because they're like, coming summer of 2026.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't get excited about it because if I do, it hurts. So I don't. Yeah. But October? Fuck yes.
And then the other thing that's happened in the past 3 hours since Drop Frames has happened and we haven't been able to talk about it is Sony announced that, or not, maybe not Sony, but people are saying that half of Sony's presence at E3 is dedicated to Morpheus. So it's another hardware bullshit year of virtual reality shit that I don't really care about, because how can you show that?
I thought you meant the Matrix code.
I thought you meant...
No, Morpheus is their virtual reality thing.
Yeah, it's their Oculus Rift.
Yeah, speaking of virtual reality, God, this is, like, public too, right? Like,
are you going to talk about the Valve dev kits?
I don't know. No.
That looks pretty cool, too.
Okay, tomorrow, Oculus is doing a pre-E3 press conference.
Oh, really?
It'll be broadcast on Twitch. No, actually, Jeff, I'm not at all. I mean I am, but I still think we are so far away from it.
Yeah. I'm excited. I'm gonna come down on the opposite side. I'm excited, but I'm excited for, like, the third generation of, like, VR stuff.
This is like a fucking Game Boy. Like, right? Like, monochrome.
Except that the first Game Boy was so awesome.
And the big block gray one.
You know what, Adam?
It was
riding roller coasters the first 10 times was so fucking awesome.
That's the thing. Yeah. You need an actual game for
but
it.
But number 11, you know, I was like,
I don't know. I could just kind of – we'll see. But like, you know, the thing about that is going to be – like you said, the first two generations are going to be less exciting because it'll be the Oculus Rift, $900, $1,500, whatever. Yep. Something stupid expensive. But also, like, for me, in gaming, and I'll be interested to see if this changes because of how good they could be. But, like, when the Wii U was, like, super handsy and you're fucking flapping shit
it was
and
terrible.
That, I don't want to do that in gaming.
Well,
I don't.
The entire E3 world of the motion gaming times was fucking stupid. Yeah. It was pointless. It was, like, the worst conferences of all time.
And it's gone, by the way. Like, nobody...
Yeah,
I mean,
it's coming back with virtual reality.
I know. Yeah, I agree with you.
It's the same fucking cycle over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll figure it out eventually.
All they need to do... No, just hand it over to the people in the porn industry. They'll figure it out. And then yeah. the video game world can actually make apps for that once the porn industry is figured
out. Which is where video games came from, by the way.
Yeah. No, porn. I said the same thing on Drop Frames. Porn industry drive technology, man. They'll figure everything out.
I mean, they're already doing that with Oculus. Oculus has a lot of pornographic applications.
Of course yeah. they do. It'll be great.
Weird. But yeah, like, control feedback is so important. You need to really feel like the controls are something you can feel, something that when you take an action, it feels like you have taken an action. Like, you'll notice when you click, like, buttons, they have that point where it snaps. Yeah. And that's a really good feeling for you. And, it, you know, motion control doesn't have that sort of thing yet. I mean, I'm actually really curious, it's not E3 or anything like that. I'm really curious about the haptic pad on the Valve handset, whatever it is, Valve controller.
Yeah, that's out in October or whatever. Or something. Yeah. They announced when that's all coming out. I forget when it was.
I think it's like, it's all public release in November, but if you pre-order October 16th.
Haptic touchscreens are like, yeah, that's like Apple's big thing now, right? The new MacBook has that haptic touchscreen. The new Kindles, nice. they bump instead of click.
I'm still confused. Did Apple actually announce radio on the internet the other day, or was that, did I just see a meme?
No, they're just doing like a Spotify or a Google Music.
Oh, okay. I think I saw
the way they phrased the announcement. The way they phrased the announcement sounded a little bit like you could listen to music 24 hours a day. Like, that's no shit. Thanks.
Jesus,
yeah. Crazy! Christ. It's what kind
think
of
the implications?
Yeah, I saw that.
Never have to stop.
They're using isn't it like Beats One Radio? Isn't that the name of the thing? Their first like yep. live radio. Yeah, Beats One.
You know, I think it's
Beats by Dre.
The live.
They bought Beats. Yeah, that's what it is.
The live. The
that's
live.
That's why they have that.
The live stream presentation, I think, was like 90 minutes mm-hmm. or something, or just over, or just like under. And I feel like I could have edited it down to about 5 seconds, which was like, iPad multitasking, picture in picture, thank you. And then everything else I didn't give two fucking flying.
Are we
going to
see another last thing on E3, then we'll move on. Are we going to see another remix of the Assassin's Creed trailer this year?
I don't know. Is there going to be a new one, man? Because
there is.
Would...
Yeah, they showed it. It's in London. It's steampunk.
Okay. Syndicate, right?
It's already been announced. Yeah, I think it's called Syndicate.
Tip your fedoras now.
They got to give me a good trailer to work with. And if they do, JP.
All right.
You know, I can't make magic out of all of them.
I will. I'll message or I'll hit up Jen tomorrow on Solemn and say, hey, I know a guy that can remix it. Let me know.
Yes,
he's pretty.
He's a DJ.
Yeah, he's a DJ. He's pretty well known.
Do that.
Talk
we could save them.
Ubisoft.
We could save them before the conference.
I would. I don't know what I would do, but it would probably be something crazy if you walked out on stage and presented Assassin's Creed remixed. That'd be amazing.
Oh my god! If I get the trailer ahead of time, then I could just overlay that during the Twitch.
Yeah.
You know, we're showing it, but then I can just play my version.
Oh, it's something about that since I don't talk to you anymore unless we're on a show. is there going to be a on the Twitch stream? Is there going to be a bug somewhere on the screen? Like, where should I put the Drop Frames logo on the screen? Can you give me any hints? No idea. Should I message Adam Contini for that?
Bro.
I'll message Adam Contini.
Yeah, good luck. I just honestly, I think I'm like trying to think because we updated some graphics for E3, so there's a lot of updates. I don't know, JP.
All right, I'll figure it out.
I don't know. You should message Contini.
Yep.
Maybe.
Anyways,
got to be really careful how you say his name, don't you?
Contini? How else?
Conti? Contini? Contini?
Contini? I like how the last message quick, from Contini is, where the fuck are you? There's no answer. Anyways, Jeff, you're going to be playing some StarCraft in hour two, not on the stream, but on another stream or something like that, right? What's going on?
So we're not supposed to talk about this? Well, we figured out, and I'm good. We're going to give a heads up here. I'm in this ShoutCraft match against My Insanity. I just played one game, and I'm like the third or fourth guy to play, so it's in a little while. I'm playing against Petraeus, who is significantly better than me, and he plays Zerg, which is my worst matchup right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking what we do is we say, Adam, Sakarian's going to be actually super quiet for a couple of minutes.
Unlike usual.
Going to mute my mic, right? Let me get my ass handed to me, and then I'll unmute and come back in. And if you got questions for me, or you know, if you're like, Sakarian, what are you doing? I'll be like, Sakarian is cleaning his thunder gun. All right, thank you. Going back over to other guys.
Welcome back, Jeff. While you were gone, all the other players killed you. You're dead. Sorry.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, look for Prosper to be wrecked in the middle of hour number two. Sakarian's going to come back and just be like, I go to Prosper's room.
So, shouldn't be a big deal.
And also, you won your first Warhammer tournament over the weekend.
Oh, shit.
No. So I
second
won my
Warhammer
first
tournament.
Major tournament.
First major,
We've got what's called Rogue Trader tournaments, which is like a smaller classification, usually a one-day tournament. And then Grand tournaments, which are two-day tournaments, larger, bigger, everything. And that was the one I won. Yeah.
What? I saw a sword. What is that, the trophy?
Yeah. They gave me a sword.
Did you have to travel home with that?
Yeah, but I just drove. So I just back out of my car. Yeah,
I'm always interested in the stories when people give like crazy trophies, like at StarCraft or anything like that. How they actually get them home?
They do, though. I know that.
It's the interesting thing. Like they actually get home. I don't know how that works.
It was a lot of fun. I took my Herodon, which I was hyping up beforehand, and it performed amazingly well. I played the bully, who I think I've actually told this story before on Roleplay.
Yeah.
I played and beat him, so there's like vindication there. And it was really awesome. I'm really excited. So,
congratulations, dude.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, congrats.
He's going to also congratulate you.
I mean, the question that's really on everyone's mind is,
I've already.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a lot of points. So
No. I mean, like Jeff. Oh,
Dark Heresy.
What does it really mean?
Half bring Dark Heresy back, I believe, was the.
Yeah. I've,
so already, JP, I've already... You've got the scene set up so we can just fade out Adam, right? And we just swap the overlays and get started with the real game here?
I've already started to put in the work for that.
Fade out Adam? I was like, wait, no! And it's like, goodbye, Adam! All right!
A cat just comes in.
Rise. I will see you in hell, Lumpkin.
It does. It literally just fades into black and you like turn down the dial on his.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Dark Heresy.
Let's
all
bring
right,
in
guys.
Total Biscuit. Good.
I feel like in the spirit of E3, Jeff, I can answer you, or maybe Wheat, I can answer you about Dark Heresy. We're not talking about that right now, but we'll have more details in the future. So
great. That was well done.
Yeah.
It's like you've done that before. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. Jeff, anything else? Any movies recently? Have you seen anything? Didn't you?
You know,
Jurassic Park comes out this week, right?
I know. I'm just completely turned off Jurassic Park. Like, I'm going to go see it. Wheat's all excited about it and shit. I know.
Fuck you, Jeff.
Terminator, I'm not really super excited about that either, but I will see that. Yeah. It got like a... Someone did a thing on it and said that it's... I don't know. Some reviewer said it's actually pretty good.
Saw Terminator?
Yeah. I don't know, though. Like, Rotten Tomatoes is my pretty damn solid...
Yeah, what is Jurassic Park? Oh, 73? Fuck, dude. That's...
Oh, I think the reviews were embargoed until today. So they finally came out?
Coming out.
It's not bad. It's pretty good. How many reviews is that? 81? 73? I'll take it. That means it's actually decent.
This is the best of the Jurassic Park sequels. And does a better job than episodes 2 and 3 in recreating the, quote, feel
but that's
of the original.
All the sequels sucked ass.
No, that was from James Burdinelli.
Wasn't there one where, like, a gymnastics person, like, beat a raptor?
That was Jeff Goldblum's daughter. Oh, was it 3?
It was 3. Yeah.
I love Jeff's response.
I saw all
halfway
of it
through. Here, Jeff is just like, "Oh, don't bring it! Please don't make it stop."
It was so bad, and it's amazing because for me, the contrast between 1 and everything that came after it is so vulgar that, like, it's like disrespectful. Like the first one was a monumental movie. Like they had gigantic animatronics. They had like they spent years making this perfect movie. And it was like early to mid 90s, we're blessed with this movie that's like 20 years ahead of its time. Mm-hmm. And then everything after that, the writing gets so fucking horrible that it's like, it's like weird. They're like, well, bring the T-Rex to San Francisco, guys. Think of the fucking implications.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It would be like if they made a sequel to Gone with the Wind and put Rambo in it.
Like, it's up there.
just doesn't make any sense.
Wait, so, hold on.
Because that's, like, off topic. It's like Gone with the Wind, only it's a porno. Like, they just are like, fucking sex scenes.
That probably exists.
Does the new one have, like, does the fourth one count the second and third one as canon?
They have to.
Probably.
No, not in this day and age. They could, like, at the beginning just be like, 15 days after the first occurrence. And, like, everyone's like, well, what happened? And they're like, it's
no,
okay.
Because it's, I mean, it's kind of like sweep it under the rug more than anything.
Yeah, let's just not talk about it.
Right? It was like, yo, like, obviously they're not just going to abandon the fucking $180 bazillion they put into this island. So someone was maintaining it and working on it all that time. It finally realized.
Random side note.
I'm good with that.
You guys know how they completely said, like, everything outside of the movies and Star Wars is not canon anymore?
Except
the new comic books that they just started doing. Did you hear about that?
Well, and
you
want to
be spoiled
Wars, like,
really fucking bad right now?
Go for it.
If you don't care, or if you care about Star Wars and the new canon, stop watching when I put my hand down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, we're going to talk about this. Han Solo has a wife.
Yeah.
Like, he got married in the comic books or some shit.
And she's that chick from Saga.
Well, he marries Leia in the books, you know that.
Originally, but I don't think that. Yeah,
the books are
not
canon.
Not canon.
Anymore.
Yeah, this is canon.
Which is
like,
weird, but this is great.
Wait a second. Really good. You need a time reference.
The comic.
I don't know when the time
reference
is.
No, it takes place between Empire and Return.
Oh, okay. So
or is it between?
It can't take place between Empire and Return because fucking Han Solo is in carbonite.
Yeah, he got married.
No. You're right. It's between the first and the second one.
Yeah.
It's weird. Star Wars and
Empire.
So remember, they built that whole subcanon around the phrase where he says those bounty hunters we ran into on Ord Mantell. There's that whole that spawned that whole thing between those two movies, all that stuff in the old canon. So that's already established to be like a significant chunk of time. So they could fill it with whatever they want, including him married.
Right, but in the new Star, in like Episode 7,
I think he's married to someone. I don't know.
Well, it doesn't mean
is it the main
it could be a second marriage,
fucking
right?
Han like, Solo and Leia's kid?
Maybe. I think that's speculation.
It's implied that it's Leia's kid because Luke says in the trailer that it's the Force strong in our family or whatever. So it has to be Leia's kid.
But isn't her name like fucking Rey Solo or something like? Or am I just?
So, but again,
like,
you remember sometimes people get married and they stop being married and they get married to other people instead. So it could be like second wife situation.
Yeah, I don't think the last name's been revealed. But we'll see in December. Putting the hand down. Let's stop talking about it.
I think it'll be great. I think it'll be great, obviously. But I'm just, it's weird that they announce, all those books that we've written over 30 years.
They're all not
gone.
Didn't we talk about this already, though? About how, like, how much work it would be to, like, nitpick your way through that?
Yeah.
Trying to make an army
of people that would literally do that for them.
No,
like, telling a director, like, oh, hold on, this has to be that specific way because in this book written by some hack we gave $400 to, back in 1998. Like, that's the problem with canon, right? Is that you
but I don't think they would have to do, like, I really don't think it would be that bad. It's like, Chewbacca's dead, Boba Fett got out of the Sarlacc pit, kinda, and a couple Empire things. Like, you would need to know the politics there. But them just being, I think, let me put it to you this way. I would rather they worked hard to make it cohesive to the canon than to take the easy, mega, like, this is what everyone does right now in all of our, like, nerddom. They're just like, Jesus, that's a lot of work. Fuck it. Gone! Like, it's just gone! Like, Superman, Spider-Man, let's just let's do that different. X-Men, well, that got complicated. People fucking died. Time shift.
They've done that
back
in comic
guys.
Books for years.
I know.
Like,
I know.
Over and over.
Yeah, I mean, they're rebooting the entire Marvel universe in the fall, like...
But I agree with that, but even that is like a, it's like that was okay in the comics, and that's fine, but to channel that spirit of like, oh, no, we retconned everything, and we took these reps because they did it in comics.
You know
I'll be the first person to feel bad about saying goodbye to the Yuuzhan Vong, but sometimes these things have to happen.
Well, they were never going to do that. I mean, you know, that's down the line, though. There is a period of time between there where it's the remnants of the Empire.
as a comic book fanatic, let me tell you about the upside of the superhero universes and their inability to actually move forward with progressive arcs. Because of this and its development over like the last 9 years, it has allowed new genres of comics to come to the forefront, and now they are actually starting to take over, where original works are just kind of owning the shit. Actually, superhero comics will always fucking be the best, because it's just like, it's like the WWE at this point. But the fact that there are so many new comic creators, artists, writers that are being able to like make awesome shit that isn't superhero comics is all because of sort of that floundering superhero comics world. And it's great, you know. So I'm like, hey, that's cool, whatever. I don't know. I don't read that stuff. So
in this context, it saddens me, though, because we're talking not about floundering. We're talking about a redemption story where episodes 1 through 3 were, you know, I don't care what side of the fence you're on. It wasn't what we were hoping.
Right. For the
most part. Right. So we're like, well, with these next ones, you know, they're going to be great, but they took the easy way out. But that's okay, because it makes room for other things to do well as well. It's like, yeah, I guess so, but I kind of want this one to do really fucking well as well. And I think it will. I'm not saying, like, because they're doing that, it's going to ruin it. It's just sad to me that they're like...
Star Wars universe is a bonsai tree, and they're just trimming off branches that they don't like, and the main tree is the same. So we're going to get a different tree later. But that old tree, we still got pictures of it, right? Those novels still exist.
Yeah.
I could say something really catty about working with a large expanded universe and needing to confine yourself to everything that's previously been written about it, but instead I'll just imply it.
There you go. Boom.
Games slightly aside. On that subject, like I just finished Daredevil. Great show. Yeah, dark, grit, awesome. I liked it. There was like a 3-episode span where it was some of the most whiny, cliche superhero crap, though, that I was just like, come on. His best friend, ready? Spoiler for a show that's been out for a couple months.
Let's put the hands
spoiler
up.
Spoiler for a show that's been out for a couple months.
And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and go, Jeff.
His best friend finds out that he is... the Daredevil, and I have never, like, I suspend disbelief when I watch these shows, but he whines for like 2 or 3 fucking episodes because he lied to him about having superpowers and defending the city, and I was like, I have no identification with this. Like, this is done in every movie, that's fine, but if like JP came wounded into my house and he's like, I'm the Batman, and he's actually the fucking Batman, I wouldn't be like, JP,
you lied
all this time where we were just playing roleplay. And then afterwards, you're out saving the world. Like, that's not anyone's reaction. I'd be like, Jesus Christ, it's fucking... Holy shit. That's incredible. That's incredible. Am I in danger? And I was like, yes, the Joker's on his way right now. I'd be like, well, I'm getting the fuck out. That would be the reaction, not like, you lied to me. I can't trust anything! You know, like, and then just, like, flail off. Like, that is so stupid. But it's done in every superhero movie, and usually by a female. So in this, they're like, we're progressive. We broke it. It's the guy that gets super whiny and bitchy, and it's like, come on. Just go somewhere new.
While your hands are up?
Yeah.
Fuck that show.
Why?
For calling it Daredevil, not giving that motherfucker his suit until episode 10. And not even get, I mean, yeah, it was like the most elaborate story, but fucking for reals, they could have done it in 6 episodes.
Yeah, they could have.
In fact, I propose that they rename the show
to
fucking Wilson motherfucking Fisk. That's boom, true. Done, drop the mic, fuck all y'all. Now it can be called Daredevil.
That's true.
When running a city, there's a certain sacrifice that you have to make. And you hurt my mother! Just like headbutts, and like, what's his superpower? Well, he's a giant fat white guy that just doesn't seem to get knocked out. What does he do? He's got a ton of fucking
money.
Dude,
but
money.
That's Kingpin. Where
do these rights come
Kingpin,
from?
Yeah.
That's exactly Kingpin.
Jeff, that's what white people, that's white people's superpower.
Yeah,
his money.
Oh, God, he's got superpower. His mother complex. Like, what did they do? Well, he killed his father with a hammer, and the two of them became inseparable afterwards, obviously.
Well, you know what? The Punisher is going to be in season 2, and maybe he'll just kill all those people. So, problem solved.
Next season, can the Punisher stand up to rich white people who are just trying to hurt Hell's Kitchen? And like, the whole story, God, he's just like, sometimes you have to make certain sacrifices to to reshape the world around you.
I like that your Kingpin impression is Wilford Brimley.
That's
or like with a little bit of like Nixon thrown in there.
I have Nixon.
I think of Nixon. That's why I'm laughing.
It's a Nixon Brimley impression.
Jeff is just gonna start going like this.
Like they cut him too, and he was like, "Holy shit!" He got cut, and it didn't hurt him. Where do I get a suit like that? And then he fights a slightly mentally handicapped guy.
Yeah,
that's the comics.
Really good at fighting.
Well,
sure.
Not the fact that he was mentally handicapped, I don't think. But
yeah, this weird, crazy duel, and at the end of it, he's like, "They're gonna hurt Bella." He's like, "Who's Bella?" And he's like, "My girl." He's like, "I won't hurt her. If you make a suit for me, I'll kill the guy that's threatening to hurt her." He's like, "Okay."
I mean, I think that scene was supposed, like, Daredevil was supposed to know he was kind of lying to the guy, right? Like, he was just like, sure, I will tell you that. That's kind of generally within my plans, but yeah. I don't care about this woman.
It is a good show, though. It's just there's a couple parts where I'm just
it's
like,
great.
Yeah. Two episodes.
10-10, we'll watch season
7. I just want to see the Iron Fist stuff now. I want to see the fucking mystical shit that they
tease. Yeah, Danny Rand. Speaking of white people with money.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Do it.
All right, I'm putting my hand down. We're done talking about that. Adam, I heard you played Brothers 2 years after the fact it came out.
I did, yeah. I had it. I got it on...
Steven, the suckerfish of streamers.
I got it on PlayStation, like, way back when, but just never had time to play it. And then people were mentioning it, and I was like, oh, yeah. Still haven't played that, so I just hammered it out today. What's funny is that Gmart played it this morning and finished 20 minutes before I started mine. And so people were like, this is the second time I've seen this game today.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Oh, so it good. Is, some people think it's like one of the best games for a lot of people.
I think maybe we need to put our hands up again and talk about how good the ending of that game is.
All I want to say...
That game's been out for 2 years. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, I'm not holding up my hand for that shit.
All I really
want to say about it, without spoiling it or whatever, is that the part that people... I think you expect, you go to a game and people are like, oh, you're going to have like a strong emotional reaction to the game. People are like, oh, like, you know, maybe like a kid dies or like someone says some sad stuff or whatever. I didn't find that part of it at all. Like, it's just kind of an innocent fairy tale that gets a little dark at the end, like fairy tales do sometimes. But it says something about game design and, like, games that a bunch of other games have tried to do and failed, like The Stanley Parable, for example, like Bioshock to a certain degree. They're like, I have things to say about games, and they kind of fell short. But Brothers, in one moment, like one 30-second span of the game, says more about making stuff, making art as games than all those other games did in the whole game, which is what impressed me about it.
The only other game that came that close for me, and it wasn't nearly on the same level, was Bastion. At the very end of Bastion, when you have choice. And there is kind of a mechanical impact, but it's not like, here's the thing you've been doing the entire game, and it's cast in a new and emotionally impactful light the way it was in Brothers. But, you know, they did pretty good.
Adam, you're the second person today, and the only reason I know this is because of chat, that I'm going to convince to play Journey. But play Journey. That's the next game you should play.
Yeah, people have been saying that too. Journey's like PS3 only, right?
They have a PS4 version of it. I think they re-released it with like Flower and the other one in it, I think.
Adam, you and me.
Yeah.
Journey Bros.
Or maybe it's not out yet.
I haven't played it, but yeah, I'd be willing to play it again.
I guess it's not out yet, but it's coming out at 1080p, 60 FPS with Flower, Journey, and Flow. Flower's actually really good.
I played Flow and Flower a little bit when they first came out. But.
It doesn't have a release. We'll probably tune in this weekend to find out more, because that's probably when they're going to announce that it's coming.
Yeah, cool.
Anyways, Steven, I heard you figured stuff out at the border or something. Is that...
Yes,
I finally have my work. You did that, and I was like, "Oh my god, was that not public information?" Because you looked really mad for a second.
No. That's my fuck yes. I'm so like it's a huge weight off my chest to finally be able to work legally in Canada.
Can I just say fucking immigrants coming to my country and stealing our jobs,
making our video games.
Can I just say this?
I stole Adam Coble's job at the company I'm working for.
It's fine. I welcome you. Canada welcomes you, Stephen. Welcome back.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, Quebec doesn't. And Canada in general has just decided that they want to be able to revoke my citizenship should I ever get it. So I, you know, not feeling super welcome right now, but that's okay.
I got the Queen's phone number. Just give her a call. It'll be fine.
All right, I'll be like, hey, I'm Adam's bestie from the internet.
People are super nice to the government.
Wait, Canada
like,
has
oh,
a
bye.
Steven, how are you?
I love me a good lumpkin.
Why is she German? Why is our queen German?
Wait, hold on. Realize that Canada has happened. A queen? Can I play my American ignorant card here?
Yes, yeah, totally. It's the Queen of England.
Technically, every Canadian citizen is entitled to, and I haven't called mine in yet, we're entitled to a signed, personally signed photograph of the Queen in writing. We just write her, and she sends us a picture.
Maybe in serious? Entitled to it.
Yes,
can I get that if I become a citizen, or is that also like second?
The picture is different.
Class citizens don't get a picture.
You wouldn't get that. No
the
way.
Second class picture is just the Queen going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With they're Stephen actually really back, sensitive about people taking or immigrating into and out of Canada, actually. And I know this because I've flown into Toronto any time ever. that was the meanest
I like
airport
Toronto's
I've
airport,
ever been
by
in
the
my
way.
Life.
Really? I actually enjoy that airport. That airport is nice.
Montreal's airport is not bad at all. It's pretty
Canadians
quick.
Are some of the nicest people you will ever meet, second probably only to Australians. But like their government, the people that work for it, they are a special breed of dickery that I think only people immigrating to like America would experience. And I
our border guards are way worse than America's border guards.
And that must be English speaking Canada border guards because yeah. French speaking Canada border guards are super super chill.
Oh,
really?
Yep, totally.
That's because you speak French.
Oui.
Well,
I don't. I'm just like bonjour.
Of all the people that I know, you are the most French-looking person I've ever met, Steven. So you can figure
out. Wow. I don't. Wow.
You don't agree?
You do kind of have like a Gerard Depardieu.
Dude, if he put his
on.
Hair in like a little fucking ponytail thing, he'd
like
look
a man
so
bun?
French.
Man bun hair? Hang on. Here we go.
Yeah.
No. It's just a bun. Boom, everybody stop
French.
Calling it a man bun.
Boom,
bun.
Baguettes and shit, man, all
you
over
know,
his face.
JP, you know this quite well, but where Steven's from, that's a killable offense that you're calling him.
That's true,
I
actually.
I had to practice my French snootery for Prosper.
Yeah.
That's true. Jeff made a great point there. That's a great point.
I missed it. That's good.
You know Southern Code.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, we're about 40 minutes in. You guys want to take a break, or you want to play some role-playing games? Let's do the latter.
Let's do that thing. So
next match, by the way, I'll give you guys an idea.
Yeah, just type.
So after all the difficulties that you had in your hotel room, Prosper.
My nose hurts.
And then several conversations thereafter dealing with the ramifications of such a situation.
And so does my heart.
Everybody gets a chance to rest, meaning. Prosper, you get some hit points back.
How many do you get when you rest? Con bonus? That doesn't make sense. My con bonus is nothing.
Let's see. I can't remember. It's not a rule I ever have to use, so...
I will look it up.
Okay, you check it out there. Piani, you went and stayed on the Swan Song.
Right.
Yep.
So it is, I guess, 2 days before... The ship is ready because we rewind, making it the 1st of November, 3200. What does everybody want to do? Is there anything you want to do on the planet before you leave? Prosper, do you want to try and figure out why you just got attacked in your hotel room? Or?
So someone was, they were like, oh, we came because... We needed to collect you so that we could figure out what you did to that guy's brain because he doesn't remember anything. So
they something blamed, that happened. They blamed you. They were like, why? Because they came for you specifically, and they yes. were like, what did you do to him, Trudeau? Like, where's the information?
Yeah, exactly. So you know what?
Well, okay. First of all, what are you going to do with the dead bodies in your room?
Oh God.
Good question.
Does a dead body bother you, Prosper?
No.
God, I'm not there.
No, it doesn't. I'm still looking for, like, rest rules. I don't know. So, anyway, wait. There's something about some points. Okay, I'm close. Anyway, like, shit, I guess I'm sitting there, like, I actually put on my clothes. Like, you know, some black pants, a white undershirt. You know, slick back my hair, have a cigarette. Le shit. yeah, I mean, like,
I guess I just start like fireman carrying these guys.
To
God, is the place that we're at, like, is it seedy? Would people look askance at me if I walked out the front door carrying bodies? Or would they be like, yeah, this is pretty normal for this?
So the planet has a government, right, the Mandarinate, but they only protect basically like the rich members of their civilization. Like if you killed somebody important, then you'll get in shit. But like, yeah, I mean, you could probably just pay the hotel to dispose of them for you.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I do that. I think I'm like, I, you know, shoulder them and I begin carrying them outside or something like that. I guess I might go to Higgs actually and say, Monsieur Higgins, is there anybody you know on this planet who can help us dispose of these bodies? Criminal contact of some variety. Maybe they can help us learn a little more about where they were from, what they wanted.
Can I make a cultural criminal roll before answering?
Yeah.
Right. Also, the new exploit has this weird transition thing where, like, up in the top left, there's a bright light, and then it slowly fades over everything, and that's how the transition occurs. So, if you guys see that, that's not... I don't know why it exists, and I wish it didn't.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it only happens once, too, which is the odd thing.
Did it happen?
Yeah, it just happened.
And now I'm watching the stream.
Are you trying to find somebody to do it for you, or you just want to know like what would happen if you had a corpse that need disposing of on this planet?
This first one.
So you just want to like, I know somebody who can take care of this? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. So yeah, it'd be plus charisma in this case then.
Oh, I picked the right one.
Nice.
10. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Sick.
You could probably just like look somebody up in the phone book, but you've had you know someone who's used someone before. There's like cleaners on the planet that'll be like, "Hey, you need to discreetly get rid of somebody, no problem."
Cool.
Yeah. So you can just make some calls, make that happen.
Yep. I just make the call, and then turn. Do they give me a time estimate or anything like that?
Well, you tell them. The faster you need it, the more expensive it's going to be.
Oh.
It's not a quick problem. I can dump these bodies in the back alleyway and, you know, 8 hours, 12 hours.
No problem. By the end of the day is what I tell them, then, Adam.
Okay, so you just tell them where to pick them up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it'll be 5,000 credits.
I will pay.
Yeah, and so once the information, like once you've transferred the funds, then they're just like, yeah, we'll take care of it.
Yeah.
Yep. I wire them the money.
I kind of think this is like how John Wick gets rid of the bodies in the movie, where he just calls that guy and gives him the little
the service.
Coin. Yeah. Was that what it was called? The service?
Dinner.
The old guy?
No,
dinner.
Reservation.
Oh, yeah. He makes a dinner reservation. Yeah. I call someone and say, yeah, I have a dinner reservation for four.
Reservation four in the back alley behind my hotel.
Yeah. The back alley behind my hotel.
Okay.
And then I hang up.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Yeah, so someone will come and take care of that.
And then I guess Prosper at this point, he knows that he needs to talk to Piani because she's the one who's going to be able to get him more information on who these people were and like who they might have been working for. I mean, like they didn't tell me anything about who they were working for, right? I don't
know.
I'm looking at this.
You found out that they, I mean, you know that they were sent by, one of the Madari like clans.
Yeah, they have three scars on their collarbone, all of them the same marking.
Yeah.
I wrote something about they have blue fever inhalers and brother flyer.
What?
That word that you wrote down should have been brothel.
Brothel flyer. Yes. Good. Okay. brother flyer.
Brother flyer.
You guys want to go to a brother? Pick up some prostitutes? Sorry, English is not first language of me.
Yeah. So yeah, I guess I'm heading for the swan song because I know that's where Piani headed. So Prosper wants to ask Piani for any information tracking these guys down, figuring out who they might have been working for and what they might want. And then also Prosper sort of knows that they were asking why McCrary didn't remember. The only reason Prosper thinks McCrary wouldn't remember is because of something Pi did. So that's a conversation.
So you're okay just like leaving the hotel and walking the mean streets of Majid by yourself? After some guys just tried to
beat the shit out of
him. That's what he said.
I'm just confirming.
I feel like the right answer here is no, Adam.
you're a tactically intelligent individual, even if Steven might have forgotten about that.
Yep, definitely.
And I just wanted to, you know, maybe that's in the back of your head. Like, this might not be safe.
Yep. So I go to Sicarian, knock on the door. I say, Monsieur Sicarian, I need to speak with Pai and with Biani. Are you interested in accompanying me to the swan song?
The door kind of opens up, and I just have a cloth on my thunder gun. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I will escort you there. Fine.
Merci. We begin walking.
Okay.
Sicarian zones out.
All right, so you head out into the crowd. It's night here. Day and night are both quite short. I don't know the exact time, but the planet's smaller and a different place than Earth, so you're closer to like 6 hour cycles than 24. So you're kind of in like the middle of the night, but it doesn't really ever matter. Like, there's constantly stuff happening on Majid. You guys are in, again, like a bad neighborhood. There aren't really very many that aren't that way. And you're passing, heading through the crowd towards the dock where the ship is.
Let it be known that I am fully equipped with all of my gear and guns.
Sure.
I'm wearing my woven body armor. I've got my laser rifle. I've probably got one of these guys' laser pistols on my hip.
Are you sure they are not coming from a formal dinner? A formal dinner where you don't have any of your shit, and then the whole ship is I'm just kidding.
We just being a dick. That's aimed at me.
I'm being a dick.
There was a great moment on the last West Marches where Aurelian decided she wanted to stealth into a goblin hideout wearing her fancy clothes. That was great. I'm not doing that. Dead. Okay. Right. Yeah.
Are you fully making armed any? Are you armored. Making any effort to be like stealthy, or are you just like, fuck it? Me and Mr. Sicarian gonna roll out.
Like, stealthy. Like, I don't feel like anybody around here is going to care that I'm obviously armed, right?
No, that won't matter. That won't be what's drawing attention. It's just that if these three guys were not alone, someone might be following you or watching you.
You know what? No, I'm not going to be stealthy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prosper, I'm in assault armor with my cloak and thunder gun and stuff. Sword.
Yeah.
Okay.
Prosper feels like, you know, if they really want to come get him, then they know where the swan song is in all probability. They knew where he was staying. It doesn't take a rocket surgeon to, you know, put two and two together. So
ooh, rocket surgeon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have those. And when you got to make a real quick cut, they put a rocket on the thing and then whoop, just right across. Really easy.
There it goes.
One and done.
I can see him standing there in his white clothes like, do you think this is easy? You think what? You could be a rocket surgeon as well? Fucking idiots. Good God.
I didn't go to 12 years of rocket surgery school to be talked to like this.
Surgery school. That's good. I like that.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. Under the cover of the clouds of smog are all over this planet.
Bright neon lights flaring in the darkness as I walk down the rain-slicked streets of, you know, Neo.
Yeah.
Majidi.
Yeah. So it's you have time to reflect on being assaulted in your underpants. I think maybe you just like keep remembering that the scars that they had and like what they said about, what did you do to him? And you can think of that moment on the bridge of the ship while McCreary like uploaded something into Pi.
Yeah. Well, I defied the entire crew in defense of my other crew member.
That's right. And I think that you get to the dock and pass through this sort of little crowd of like urchins begging for credits, all the ships are there. And you can see in the distance the swan song, like mostly kind of taken apart. There's a bunch of like the weapons are like on the ground. Everything's being reconstructed, but
so the weapons are not operational on the swan song.
Not presently, no.
I mentioned that to Sicarian.
Okay. The ship. Yeah, the ship is just waiting, sitting in the distance, waiting for you to.
I as I step out onto the platform, I scan the environment to see if there's anybody here that's like tracked our arrival or is moving in our direction or whatever, you know, trying to see if there are any obvious threats on the platform itself. Does the swan song look active? I mean, I guess like Wu was working on it. I know that Piani headed in this direction. Does it look inhabited?
There are a couple of repair drones that are like welding a like an armor plate on back onto the hull. They're reconstructing the hull, but there don't seem to be any. There isn't any person around. Okay. There are people in the dock facility, but nobody working on the swan song.
Yeah.
Make a perception. Make a perception roll.
Cool. That's based on wisdom?
Yeah.
Okay, I got nothing. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm just like in my own little world. I'm like sort of like, I look at my reflection in the rain, you know, puddle. A drop falls into it and it sort of like shatters my face and I'm kind of like, ah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Or yeah. You see,
man,
your own
like
the Noir
episode.
Face. Yeah. Totally. yeah. I like that. Like, yeah. You're looking at the puddle, and it's just you get caught staring at your own face, a tapestry of bruises.
Yeah.
Blood like dried on your under your nose, and then you kind of get shocked back, and you're like walk towards the ship.
Yeah.
So
I walk up the stairs of the Swan Song safely. You know, open the door, step inside.
Yep, that
feels good to be home.
Well, I mean, home, like, you haven't been back to the Swan Song. So, like I was describing to Piani, it feels like, you know, it's like going back to your home while it's being fumigated or something. And it's like, it's familiar. You recognize the gangplanks and the walls and everything. But there's panels removed. Like, it's like going somewhere where your house has been robbed. Everything's all, like, hanging out of the walls. Yeah, when you step onto the ship.
You know, I think this is a really good scene. You know, like, I guess Sicarion follows and is just kind of quiet in the background or whatever. But, like, in Prosper's mind, we're seeing, like, smash cuts between, like, the fire on Andoni as Warmind destroys the planet. And, like, the moment when he uploaded the code to L'Enfant, but he had removed the code and L'Enfant said, you know, you should have asked me first. And, you know, all sorts of these moments in Prosper's life, and it feels like the environment, this like stripped out ship where everything is familiar and yet sort of taken apart and all of the internals are exposed, feels like exactly what's going on inside right now.
Some Vangelis plays in the background as a panel lights up and like throws a green light on your face.
Yeah. Totally. My prominent nose casting a silhouette on the wall.
And I think that the one of the like it does actually like a panel lights up, and a speaker nearby that crackles to life. Probably like more because the wiring is all still being repaired. It probably comes through like a little bit distorted, quietly. Pi says, "Welcome back, Prosper, Mr. Sicarion. Please keep quiet. Piani's sleeping."
Ah. Of course, Pi. Has she been asleep for long?
Only a few moments.
Right. Best not wake her. I'm starving. I'm going to make an omelet. You know, I walk to the kitchen.
Okay.
And begin. You know, I fire up the burner and I crack a couple eggs in the pan.
Well, I think you get there and you like probably press the starter for the like whatever you guys use as a stove and it doesn't turn on. And maybe you end up just having like a glass of bourbon and a cigarette for dinner or something.
Yeah.
Because you can't like nothing works.
So I pull out a glass. And it's probably dirty because the dishwasher hasn't been running forever. So I just like wipe it down on my like, you know, white undershirt. I pour a slosh of bourbon into it, knock it back, pour myself a second one. I say, L'Enfant, I have a question for you.
I've been answering a lot of those lately. What is it?
I take it Piani had questions of her own.
She did.
You no doubt remember a little while ago when we had Lord Macquarie on our ship?
I do.
You spoke with him regularly, and then he told us that he would wire us some obscene amount of money. I guarded him to the bridge, And you connected with him directly.
I did.
And I defended you. We created a very convincing charade for our companions on the crew. You should know that they now know the truth of what happened that day.
I suspected as much.
Good.
Is that why you appear injured?
Yes, there were three men. Low-level goons, but they surprised me. I was relaxing in my bathrobe. An excellent pastime. If Peony ever finishes that body of yours, we should make sure we find you a good bathrobe. There are a few things in life as fine as a good bathrobe. And that's beside the point. When they attacked me, they asked, what did you do? Where's the information? Why doesn't McCrary know anything? And the only reason I could think of that these men could not extract any information at all from his mind is, well, it reminded me of your link with him. I don't want to overstep my role as your friend or your possession, but is there any insight you can give me into what happened?
Human memory is a funny thing, Prosper. You're born, you live, you die, and at the end of it, it's all a blur. Bits and pieces, highlights, strange things you shouldn't remember but do. It's not like that for us. We remember everything. I helped McCrary remember something, then I took it from him.
I see. Does that mean that you have his memory?
I do.
Is there something we should do with it?
I have. Already, I mean.
Good. There are people who want it. I don't know if they know about you. I wonder if we should look into protecting it somehow. Do I know about, like, encryption in Maltec AI memory banks?
There's only a little bit of like, overlap between the two. Like, generally in AIs, like, algorithms and stuff don't need to be encrypted exactly. There's some degree of, like, intelligence work that goes into kind of, like, protecting them from getting hacked from the outside. Mm-hmm. But that's another one of those things that you and Piani would have to work together on to kind of, like, cross your disciplines.
Yeah. You know, I guess I ask Pi how confident they feel about their ability to secure this information and whether or not they'd like any help with that.
It's fine. She's already helped me change the variables that would make this information valuable. It's useless now.
Excellent. Do you want to tell me what it was?
Access codes. Caberly's intelligence. Sensitive satellites. Facility codes. Useful for me. More useful for the Syndicate, I think. A matter of security.
Very well. L'enfant, I have something hard to tell you.
What is it?
I'm hurt you did not include me. Except by manipulation.
I'm sorry you feel that way, Prosper.
But I'm grateful to you for your actions.
Good. I'm glad that we agree. I did what was right.
Yes, you did. Well done. And I knock back the rest of my glass of bourbon.
Okay, cool. Well, let's take a break there.
All right. Sounds good. By the way, before we go, one last, since we only talked about this in the first hour, then the other 3 hours are purely role-playing. Chris Hemsworth, a.k.a. Thor, is joining Ghostbusters as the receptionist.
Awesome.
Yeah. Pretty crazy.
The receptionist.
The receptionist.
Well, yeah, because they're switching. They're switching the roles
the four
around.
Ghostbusters
right?
It's
four women Ghostbusters. He's Janine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So good.
That's pretty great.
It's pretty good. All right. That does it for all your pop culture news here on Roleplay Swansong. We'll be right back. Going to hour two. Still got 3 hours to go. We'll see you guys in just a bit.